Whitesnake to start us off on this Tuesday. Here I go again. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Here are classic hits on this Tuesday, as I say, 27th of October, just 7 minutes past six. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, PJ Gallagher!
Hello, Hilly Horse.
How are you doing?
Good morning!
I thought I'd give you a big intro, you know what I mean?
I appreciate that,
in
yes,
fairness, people have been missing you over the long bank holiday weekend. Well, I know there was installments, there was a bit of a... Somebody threw together a bit of a thing yesterday morning.
Well, yeah.
I'm only messing, Mike. It was spectacular.
I sellotaped a few old bits and pieces back together.
Somebody half-arsed put some stumps together for people to listen to, but you know what I mean. Other than that.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You are fantastic, Michael. Anyway, listen, so how are you? Anything strange or exciting or wonderful or amazing or... even mildly interesting?
No.
Excellent,
it was none of those things. It was
very glad to hear.
To say it was an extraordinarily long few days, we'll be putting it mildly.
I'll tell you something, the old hour thing caught me.
Did it?
I was up really early yesterday and the day before, Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
I was up really early.
But... really early though? Because you're a madman. You're a mental case.
Well, I was awake from sort of like, you know, I woke up at... Well, it would have been technically I woke up at 7:30.
Right, so that's not really it. That's more than 2 hour lie-in for you.
No, but it's really early for a Sunday.
You see, you're mad. See, you're always on the beach at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm the one that's mad.
Yeah, because I don't... Because that means you're the one now with jet lag again this morning.
No, man, I'm not too bad, actually. I had a decent enough sleep last night. Surprisingly so, but I did.
My problem with the weekends is, genuinely, like... So there's this place I really like going to, this cafeteria. Right?
Yeah.
And I go to this cafeteria to get me lunch, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't open until 9:30. So...
Why do you need to eat your lunch at 9:30?
Because I've been up since... I've had my breakfast at 5:00.
You still get up at 5 and 6 on a weekend.
Well, yeah. Well, I might have a lie-in. Like, maybe have a lie-in till 7:00.
Right.
But I'm still going for my lunch at 9:30. You know...
Oh, it's amazing.
So I'd be there. And then, to be honest with you, and I will say this, lunchtime choices at 9:30 on a weekend, there's not a lot of them.
Yeah, it's because the rest of the world is still in breakfast mode.
Weirdos, aren't they? You know what I mean? Weirdos.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, well,
like, I mean, it's quite obvious everybody else is wrong and I'm right. I mean, right, I know. I mean.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, we get left out enough in this world. Spare a thought for the fella who's just looking for a sandwich at 9:30 in the morning.
Here's your sack of cans bit, PJ.
Sack of cans. Sack of cans.
Yeah. Whitney Houston and sack of cans.
How I have sneezed.
Ah, Jeebus Jim, you can't be doing that.
Ah, oh, dear Lord.
Run for your life, everybody. Run for your life.
Stand back from the radio, ladies and gentlemen. A man has sneezed.
He has. He's got a... Well, don't worry. It's not coronavirus. Don't forget, Jim is working on his new nose.
Yeah, you know, you get one of those tickly sensations. Like, it's like one of your own nose hairs is tickling you.
Yeah.
You get one of them.
And you breathe in and it wiggles and all.
Yeah.
And you breathe out and it's so...
And you want to do that thing with your hand where, you know, you kind of like...
You rub it off. Circles. Yeah,
exactly. Like you're nearly trying to erase it off your face.
Yeah.
You know that one.
People used to tell me that they hated when I did it because you could hear all the snot inside going...
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'd be rubbing so hard you'd hear me nose going...
Oh Lord. Now my eyes are watering.
Oh, here he goes again. Oh, he's gone again. Oh, I'm lucky I'm in a different room. He's in there in his little contamination chamber.
I'll have to trim me nose hairs.
Oh, jeepers. There's no barbers.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Wait, can we get your woman in? Remember your woman came in and ripped them out of us?
Oh, with the wax, the hot wax.
Yeah.
That was an awful...
You had a very bad experience with that.
That was an awful... And then she pulled out the yolk and all the hot wax was left up me nose.
That's what I'm saying, you had.
I had to pluck it out with my fingers and all the hair.
Like,
all
at
the
least
skin
mine,
came off.
At least mine was a short, sharp shock.
Oh,
yours was like, yours was actually...
I'm so sore.
It was like peeling your own skin off.
I was sore for days after it. Days.
Oh, right. Okay, let's do some birthdays for you. Let's get you in the winning mood, right? There's not a lot today, but okay. They're good ones. They're good ones, though.
I'll take it.
Starting with the one and only John Cleese.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I mean, as comedy geniuses go...
What a legend.
He's right up there.
And what a legend. He still gets in trouble all the time.
Yeah.
Because he's not, like, obviously from the PC time.
No.
So he gets in trouble all the time. More power to him. It gives me a laugh.
Is that what it is? Yeah, he doesn't believe in anybody's rights, no?
No, he doesn't care. He still slags people off. He got in trouble for slagging off the Irish a while ago. Or slagging off the Irish language, I think.
Did he?
The Irish language sound, yeah.
How very dirty.
I know, but it was very funny. Like, it was very funny.
People seem to miss that, don't they? When they give out about things, they forget to, like, that was actually hilarious.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to analyse this joke. I just realised I'm in it, and I'm very upset about it.
Wait a minute.
You can't make jokes about things, I know.
It's that thing where people kind of laugh. They go, oh.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, ooh.
I know, yeah. The outrage.
Should I have laughed at that?
The thing was, it was very funny. That was all it was. And then, anyway, whatever.
Exactly. So Monty Python to his name, Fawlty Towers to his name. Fish Called Wanda was a good movie. Did you ever see that movie?
That is one of the most underestimated.
Isn't it?
It is so, so funny, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And your other mate is in that as well, of course, isn't she? Jamie Lee Curtis
is in that, yes. Yes, she is, yes. I'm still saving up Halloween.
Oh,
still
have you?
Saving
are you?
It for the day.
I watched it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, John Cleese.
He's after ruining it now. I know what he thinks. Jim has a way of looking at you. And he tells you everything you need to know about anything with this look. Jim should be the new president of the United States because it just needs a look.
Probably best if we just get back to John Cleese.
Sure, I know now. You've ruined it. I gotta say, John Cleese is, he's like 84.
Not bad now, 81.
Oh, is he?
Not bad, not a bad start at all. Right, what about Mr. Le Bon? Simon Le Bon.
Oh, Simon Le Bon, brilliant. Yep. When we give away tickets to them, and where was that? Was it St. Don's Park?
Could have been.
March last year, was it? Never happened, was it?
Was it cancelled?
I think it might have been. I think we remember we were giving out tickets for and. That whole week we had a sack of tickets to give.
Yeah.
And it was all for gigs that never happened. And we were all so excited. And then when everything got cancelled, we were like, ah, japers.
That's great, isn't it? Yeah.
Ah, japers. Yeah, I know. It was like one of those things. It was one of those ones, like, for some reason we had like 16 tickets a day to give away. And then everything just...
I hope you're not implying there was a conspiracy theory there that actually people knew these are going to be cancelled. Let's just give loads of them away.
Give them all away. The whole lot.
You don't want to be stuck with them.
We will reschedule when this is over in a few weeks' time. In a few weeks' time!
That went well.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of which, Simon Le Bon apparently once worked as a porter in an NHS hospital.
No way.
Apparently so. Do you ever see, there's a cracking little documentary on them. I think it's on Netflix about Duran Duran and how they got together and all that sort of stuff.
On Netflix?
I think so, yeah.
No,
it's
no
quite
idea.
Short. Quite a short documentary as well.
Oh, I'd watch
it's,
that.
It's
now.
Pretty good, though.
Do you know what I found last night as well? Did you know that there's a series, a TV series, but this has nothing to do with anything. A TV series made on Carlos Tevez's life.
A television series?
Yeah.
Not even just a one-off documentary.
No, a series of his life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
God, that's
it's
mad.
I'm just going to say it's all in Mexican. They have a different language. It's in Spanish. In Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. Does anybody here speak Mexican?
Is anyone in Argentina speak Mexican? I'm looking forward to watching. Anyway, let's go back to Simon Le Bon.
Simon Le Good. How old is he?
About 63.
Oh, not bad, man. 62. Oh, I tell you, you've started off a good game today. Right, what about this cracking footballer in his day, a pundit nowadays, of course, Glenn Hoddle.
Glenn Hoddle?
Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn Hoddle and Waddle. I can never think of one without the other.
That
1986
and
World
that
Cup.
Song as well.
Oh,
remember
the
they
song?
Did a song together?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was that was worse than the haircuts at the time.
Oh,
really?
Worse. Yeah. God, mullets were a thing, weren't they?
They were a real thing.
Permed mullets.
And then the people who were brave enough to have a permed mullet and pair it with a moustache and a whippet, maybe. I mean, that was unreal, carry on, when you think about it, isn't it?
That's a very unique look.
Very unique look. Mm.
Not everybody could carry that off.
No, you can't. Like,
some would say nobody could.
Literally nobody could pull it off. Not even a hodler or a waddler.
Yeah.
Could pull that
they
off.
Were both amazing footballers, so naturally gifted footballers, Hoddle and Waddle.
I suppose maybe it was using your face as the art of distraction was a part of their game.
Maybe that's it. They'd come up against a defender and the defender goes, look at the state of his hair. And by that stage, they'd have gone by them.
Yeah, and even there, look at you, my hair. Have you not even noticed I've only got half a moustache?
Yes.
Have you not even noticed?
Hold my whippet, I'm about to score a goal.
Oh my God, he's so confusing to play against. One of the most difficult attackers I've ever met.
And then, of course, he got a whole load of bother because of that whole business with the, what was it, a spiritualist or something? Or what did he do? Remember when he was manager of England?
No, I don't remember that.
He brought somebody in who was... Oh God. And then, oh no, I know what it was. He ended up, that's what it was. There was that. He didn't get into trouble for that with the whole God stuff. Or it was a spin-off the whole God stuff.
I can't remember what it was.
And then he made comments about disabled people, I think.
Oh, that's a real, yeah. God knows.
And that was the end of him.
I remember something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember
and
what it was.
And it all came out of the God stuff. Reincarnation and all that. Mad.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember. Oh, he basically suggested it was punishment for a... Yeah. That's what you see, you know, everybody knows if you wear a mullet, there's something not right underneath it.
It had to grow out of somewhere.
That's right, yeah. God, go on, you half tash, he eats you. I'd say he's about 71.
63.
Ah, fart off.
Very similar to Simon Le Bon. Not a lot in it. And right, to finish then, Kelly Osbourne. Shot to fame, of course.
In the Osbournes. Yeah,
Ozzy and Sharon's daughter.
I don't know much else about her apart from what she did in the Osbournes.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I know she did go on and do stuff in her own right. I just don't know what any of it was.
You know, it's how she was on TV presented and all.
Yeah.
And she released a single with Ozzy.
Did she?
Yeah, it changes, yeah. It's actually all right. Not bad. Not a bad little song if you're feeling sad and you want to feel... you want to indulge yourself. It's a good one. But other than that, I don't know. I'd say she's around maybe the same age as me. No, a bit low. You're 40. She's 41.
36.
Ah, fart.
36.
Oh, jeepers, I'm way off. I'm banging off the post once. That was it. I'll take it as a win.
Oh, that was so bad, you deserve to have a mullet.
I could have a name like Hoddle or Waddle and be up to, and discriminate against people. Thankfully, I don't do any of those things.
Fleetwood Mac everywhere. Here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim The Cure with the Love Cats. Just ahead of that, it's almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with us, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. And thank you for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Loads in on the WhatsApp already, PJ. Faith healer is what we were trying to think of. You know, Glenn Hoddle, we were saying, brought...
Right.
It was a faith healer faith called healer. Eileen Drury, apparently.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
That's who he brought in, and then it all went very
weird.
It was
the outrageous comments that I remember, yeah. For people with disabilities. Now I remember that very well, Neil.
Come here, we have to welcome back Jurassic Greg. He's been a long time away. He apparently had a stint in hospital.
Oh, japers, I hope you're all right.
And what he describes as a pain in the arse recovery.
Right, well...
he doesn't say what was wrong with him, though.
Whether that's literal or figurative, I hope. Either way, your bottom is 100% and you're all right.
And he says he's feeling like $100. Not like a million.
We'll get you there. We're going to get you to a million. Let's do it.
I'm feeling like $100. Well, maybe $110, I don't want to go too far.
I felt like a dirty pocket full of tenors there over the weekend. But yes, I know what you mean.
Right. Also, somebody's been on to say that John Cleese... this is Paul from Mallow. Says John Cleese is appearing apparently in the new Crocodile Dundee movie.
No,
I didn't even
way.
Know there was a new Crocodile Dundee
Neither
movie.
Neither did I, and I'm very suspicious as to that being good now or not. That sounds like a cash in.
So like, who's going to be Crocodile Dundee?
Well, that couldn't be Paul. It has to be one of those.
Yeah, somebody else. His son.
Yeah, it has to be something like that, and he'll do a cameo in it or something like that and goes, don't forget your knife. Yeah. That's not a knife, this is a knife. It has to be that sort of thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Actually, let us know, Paul, will you? Well, I suppose, look, to be fair, I suppose I could Google it myself. You have to do everything yourself around here.
Yeah, it's better when they send in, because there's always a barbed edge or a slag involved. The Google doesn't do that for you.
Yeah. What else have we got? Mary is sending us pictures of chocolate treats covered in marshmallows.
Oh, give us a look at that. Hold on a minute now. I was reading something.
They're chocolate marshmallow apples. Apparently, they're apples dipped in chocolate and then dipped in marshmallows.
Very Halloween, isn't it?
Mmm.
Remember the old toffee apple thing was a thing?
That's right. I used to be quite partial to a toffee apple.
I remember then. I haven't seen or heard even of a toffee apple for a very long time.
That's true, yeah.
Very long time.
The kind of thing you associated them with circuses and things.
Fun fairs and all, yeah. Carnivals.
Carnivals, that's
it. Yeah, back in our day when the carnival would roll into town.
Yeah, wherever you got candy floss.
Exactly, yeah, the bearded lady who had selling you an elf.
Yeah. Now, she wasn't in the show or anything, just it was your woman who was selling them. Happened to have a beard.
Yeah. That's it. Didn't even know. You weren't even. It wasn't like it was her thing. You actually weren't allowed to say it to her. Why do you have a mustache, Margaret? Get out, you cheeky oak, you.
Oh, dear. Also, somebody wants us to give a shout out to Pat the Van Man, who's back in work today, apparently, after a little staycation.
Very nice.
No problem to you. And loads of other people just saying hi this morning. Thank you very much indeed for that. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you do want to give us a shout. Of course, everybody already getting involved in what will be, what is it today, 4K Tuesday?
Oh, jeepers, I forgot. How did I manage to forget that?
Yeah, it's more than that, though, isn't it? Is it 4-2?
4,100 euros.
Is that all?
Is that all, says he?
God almighty.
Do you know how much that is in toffee apples?
You're right.
You'd feel like $100 after eating all of them, that's for sure.
That's true. No, to be fair, not to be sneezed at, although I already did that a little earlier. But anyway, I could have sworn it was going to be more.
But look, that's what's written here. Maybe we'll
that'll
see.
Do.
Magic
that'll
Mike will do is he'll get the calculator out.
Yeah, the abacus.
Yeah, the old number cruncher.
He'll have to take his socks off and everything because he'll be counting.
Yeah, 1,000 pounds.
So anyway, look, the important bit is it's definitely over $4,000, okay? Definitely over $4,000. And you can play for us. Check out classichits.ie, as we always say. I know it sounds like we go on about it all the time, but honestly, the amount of people who guess things that have already been guessed.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, and it's just such a... And it's so infuriating for other people who are trying to get on. The people who are sending, like this person in Clondalkin, 876... WhatsApps they've sent at the moment.
Like, to be fair, like, you've earned it. You know what I mean? If you win it and you've tried, you've earned it.
It's a good job WhatsApp is free, isn't it?
It is, because you'll always be there going, I think I might...
Oh, it's enormous. You'd spend more.
You'd be thinking, did I even break even?
But anyway, we're going to play for it in about an hour's time. Over €4,000 on the hit bit. Classichits.ie to begin with, and then let Magic Mike know you want to play. He's in the West this morning, but as always, standing by on WhatsApp, so you can get in touch on that. New prize on the breakfast table quiz this week. What are we on this week? I've forgotten what it was.
We're back into the hoodies. So
excellent.
We are. So, winter coming in, the old Halloween. You want to dress up as a scary person with Classic Hits on them? This is exactly what you need. You've got the old hoodie, the Classic Hits hoodie from Jack and Jade, and the face mask.
Yeah. So matching now. It's
matching colours.
It's in purple and everything now.
It's like a bra for your face. It's perfect.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Couldn't be better.
So if you have a double chin and you can wear two of them and it looks like you've got a brassier face. Perfect.
So that's on the way. And there's a bit of Halloween-y stuff, obviously, floating around and stuff. Some people PJ would regard as somewhat of a spoil sport.
I'll be honest with you, I know he's trying to do a good thing, but sometimes, you know, you can keep her. Sometimes there's nothing worse than a good intention.
Exactly. I'll
tell you about him.
So that's all on the way. And of course, as always, if you want to get in touch about whatever's floating along inside your old head this morning, 087-188-0008.
In 2020.
80s classic from Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen, here are Classic Hits. It's 10 and a half minutes past 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday, 27th of October. A 4K Tuesday. Before 8 o'clock, we're going to play for €4,100 on the Hitbit. ClassicHits.ie. Good place to start before we get involved in getting your guesses in. And now, of course, on the build-up to Halloween this weekend, is it Saturday night is actual Halloween, is it?
Yes, Saturday night, yeah.
So heading towards that favourite time for PJ, of course. He's all set for his horror fest and his spookiness.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Has his movies lined up and everything.
I do, and I've been watching horror movies and TV shows in the Twilight Zone all week and everything. It's great.
So he's getting into the swing of it, right? And of course, you know, you like kind of being frightened, don't you?
I do, yeah.
You enjoy a bit of a scare.
I do. I watched a movie last night that scared the monkey off me. I was, oh my God, I was all in the toilet and all nervous and everything in the dark.
So this has come, for most people, okay, this story would appear to be about somebody trying to help people.
Yeah.
But whereas PJ sees it as a lad's taking all the crack out of everything.
Yeah, what a feckin' spoil sport this fella is. So basically, it comes down to this. A third of people, huge amount of people, a third of homeowners, are convinced their house is haunted in some way or another. There's some ghoulie or demon whooping around the nooks and crannies trying to frighten you, whatever it is.
That's mad. A third of people,
yeah, quite a lot.
It's huge.
And then, you know, some people say they hear noises in the house, you know, regular noises. And then they equate that to, oh, there's a woman with a lamp that does be doing the talking around in the place and all of that. And other people, they get funny smells and they think, oh, that's because there was a fella here and he used to smoke a cigar before he was murdered at the top of the tomb near the attic. All that. So there's all these things and noises and everything that we hear. And this spoil sport, you can only be described as a spoil sport. A builder called Andy Sims, he's a tradesman called Andy Sims, and he's done this video, seven deadly sounds. And what he's done is he's gone through all the sounds you might regularly hear or the smells you might regularly get that may convince you your house is haunted. And he sort of deconstructed them one by one.
Right.
To prove that these things are normal.
You think you're hearing a ghost howling or something.
Yes.
And he's saying, not at all, that's your central heating.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. But yeah, you may hear a ghost howling. Howling's a good one. Mm-hmm. And he'd say, no, that's actually, there's a little gap there where the wind is coming in right. through the window. And it's making a howling sound.
Right.
So it's nobody actually howling, it's the wind coming in the window.
Okay.
You know, I suppose a lot of people get comfort from that. But again, once I would like to say to you, I don't want comfort, I'm trying to get unnerved.
You want to be scared.
Yeah, it's that time of year. I want to be scared. I want to be unnerved. I want to convince myself I have ghoulies in the house and all of that.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
That's the whole point of Halloween.
Well, the other thing about this is, of course, this is perfect, right? Because, as everybody who regularly listens to the show knows, you are yourself basically a builder. I mean, you know, the great DIY challenge. You know what I mean? Where you showed up in your Snickers and everything. And you know, broke other people's DIY stuff. That, like, you're a bit of a DIY expert.
Well, you say I'm a DIY expert. I like to see it more as there's an exorcist, a sneaky exorcist.
A sneaky exorcist. Yeah. Right, well, that'll work as well, because basically what we've done is we've lined up some sounds here.
Good.
Some may be ghosts.
Oh, good. Right.
Or some may not be ghosts.
Right, good.
So in your DIY
expert
experience, you can tell us whether or not you think this is a spectre that somebody should be afraid of.
I'm very happy to hear that you've gone to so much effort.
Okay, right. Well, now, okay, first one, right? Ghost or I don't know, what's the opposite of, what's the DIY equivalent?
Garden grate.
Right. Right, tell us. Right, so what is this? Now, is that somebody trying to get through from the other side?
Yeah.
Or what is that?
That's someone going, yeah, can you hear me on? Talking from the door, talking from the other side, and going, pull the duvet off the bed and jump you out the window.
Actually, it's trapped air in a heating system. But
very similar noise.
Yeah, I can understand.
Very similar noise.
I can understand how you were duped by that one. Right, okay, try this one, okay, instead.
Yeah.
Right, is this a ghost ghoulie thing, or is it just a, you know, a DIY issue?
Jeez.
That sounds a bit spooky.
Oh, yeah,
right,
now be honest, if you heard that in your house, you'd be cacking yourself.
Well, especially
that's obviously some sort of demon trapped in the attic trying to rattle its
way
out. Well,
to be honest with you now, you're kind of inching towards it. Do you want to hear it again?
Go on. Oh, jeepers. Something in the attic. It's a demon in the attic. You need to get the exorcist up there.
To be honest with you, you could get an exorcist, or you could just get Rentokil, because it's actually the sound of mice scratching behind the wall.
Joking, is it?
How big are those mice?
Yeah. Away.
That's a ghost mouse.
If you've got a 4-foot mouse behind the wall doing that, you'd be better off fighting phantoms.
Right, okay, try this one.
Jeez.
That is a bit, isn't it? That sounds like somebody trying to tap out a message.
It sounds like a hippie learning the bongos today.
Right, are you going ghosty ghouly, or is your DIY instinct kicking in on this one?
That sounds human to me. I'm going to say there's, you know, some sort of human element to that.
Right, what are you pinning your colours to?
It's fellow blocking the jacks or something.
Yeah, not a million miles away. It's a failing radiator valve.
Right. Ah, stop. Imagine your radiator. Imagine you're sitting there in the house and experiencing the radiator starts doing that.
The radiator starts doing Morse code.
You'd literally jump out the back door.
Right, okay, what about this? Ghost, ghoulie, or playing DIY issue?
A
tell you something.
That's a ship.
If I
it's a ship.
Is it a ghost ship? Is the question?
That's a like.
Yeah, actually, either way, you'd need to get out of your house because there's a ship coming through.
There's either
a ghost or there's a ship coming through.
Yeah, either way, there's something very serious is going on there. That's supernatural to me.
Right, that's actually the sound of wind going through a broken gutter.
I've had wind myself and it sounded exactly like that, I'll be honest with you.
Right, final one for you, right? DIY or ghosty ghoulie?
Oh, jeepers, that's cool. Do you hear it? Do you hear the witch talking in that?
What?
Do you hear it, man?
I should have put in a third option. I should have put in, is that a ghost, a ghoulie, or the dirty owl one?
It's a joke. That's the dirty owl witch outside the house, outside your house, Jim.
No hair to give you now, lickety lick.
Oh, right, so what are you pinning your colours to?
That's very windy, yeah. I say that I'm going to go human with that one.
Loose window frame, yeah.
Look at that.
Loose window frame.
It just shows to show I know what I'm talking
about. Your DIY expertise extended to going, yeah, no, human.
Yeah,
but like, what's the problem? I don't know, but it's a human one anyway.
Humans are normally the problem. Yeah. And I'll tell you something. See this fella, Andy Sims. I want to have a good look at himself. He's there. So it just goes to show, he says, right, the end of his video, that if you hear a noise in your house or you need something done in your house, you're better off getting a good tradesman rather than an exorcist. Yeah, is that right, yeah? Because I've had a leak in me gaff for about 2 years now. I've gotten loads of tradesmen and none of them can do anything. So just Halloween, I'm getting a Ouija board.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to go, can anyone hear me? Yeah. Are you any good with leaks?
Tainted Love from Soft Cell here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes to 8 on the way towards €4,100 as part of the Hit Bit today. 087-188-0008 on the way very shortly. And of course this weekend, time was a big factor because the clock's going back and all that sort of stuff. You know, it's always a contentious time, isn't it? There's those of us, you and I included, who would rather they didn't go back and we stuck at the one sort of summertime thing.
Hopefully that's the last time.
And time is also kind of pretty important to us and many others as well who have to get up in the middle of the night sometimes to come to work.
Definitely. Well, Jim just like, as you know, he just likes to torture himself. He sleeps like a bat. A lot of the week, and then he has such lie-ins on the weekend that he genuinely comes in on a Monday morning with jet lag. Like, he's literally jet lag.
Just for some reason, I suppose, I get it. The Sunday night sleep that I always talk about, right?
Yeah.
That Sunday night dread sleep or whatever. I suppose it could be affected by the fact that I may not have gotten up that morning until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, he's unreal. So like, I try and stay the same, or maybe an hour. So
I'd never be able to bring myself to get up at like 6 o'clock or half 6 on a weekend morning.
But you'd get up at what time, man, every other morning?
Half 4.
You can't, 2 hour lie-in is too isn't enough, you. It's gas. I've been there, up and out, and then I'm there going, I'll have great rest. The only thing like I was saying earlier is when you're having your lunch at 9 o'clock, very considerable lack of options.
Yeah,
of places
like
to get lunch.
You'd be in the market at 9 o'clock for, like, what would be your lunchtime preference?
Well, I don't know, like
a nice bowl of soup.
Yeah, a sandwich or something.
When everybody else is in there getting their sausages and eggs and stuff.
Yeah, you'll have get an old bit of a thing, you know. I can't even think of breakfast food now. A scrambled egg in the hand or whatever it is people like. You know, whatever people are into.
Scrambled egg you have, yes. How will you have it? Just put it in
my
hand.
I'll have it in the hand.
I'll just have it in my hand, thank you. I'll take it with me.
I'll have two handfuls of scrambled eggs, please.
Anyway, listen. So, whatever about getting up, going to bed.
Going to bed.
Right, this is what this is all about. You've cracked it, have you?
So they've done this thing that you have to, when you go to bed, we sleep in 90-minute cycles.
Right.
We sleep in 90, and we need to get 5 or 6 of these cycles in every night to have considered a good night's sleep. Right? So the time you go to bed is actually very important. So there's a new calculator to calculate what time you need to go asleep. Thankfully, I've just written down the things of the calculator so we can say it now rather than just typing it all in. Yeah?
Brilliant.
So when you get the extra hour, it's not likely that you get an extra cycle. Right?
Yeah.
So this is the thing. So you think, oh, I'll get an extra hour of sleep. But if it's not part of that 90-minute cycle, it might not give you the full benefit.
Right.
So you may be better off getting less sleep. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting. So in other words, better to get a complete cycle.
Yeah, than a cycle and a half.
Gotcha.
Do you know that way? Because it can confuse your body. And we know how important sleep is when it comes to your mental welfare, your physical welfare, even your skin ages and all that.
Because
you don't get enough sleep.
It's used as a form of torture, isn't it?
Exactly,
deprivation of it and everything.
I know, that's why Jim's skin now, I mean, he's not, he's looked better. And I'll be honest with you, because he's not getting the cycles right. He's not getting the cycles right.
His cycles are all over the place.
He is. He doesn't even like cycling anyway.
Yeah, at the best of times.
So now here's the thing, right? So here's a bit off this clock. So if you need to get up at, say, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
You need to get into bed and get sleeping around 8:46 p.m.
You need to be asleep by that time.
This is your getting, this is your getting into bed. Or going,
okay.
This is your going to your sleep time, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to be 8:46 p.m. Or 10:16 p.m. Or 11:46 p.m. Or if you can't get to bed at all, like midnight, stay up and go to bed at 1:15.
Wow.
You know, these are the way your cycles will work.
Oh my, so you're saying to me, potentially, going to bed at 1:15 to get up at 6 o'clock might be nearly as good as going to bed at 8:46 the previous night.
No. The more cycles, the better now. I'm saying it's better than going to bed at 11:30.
Right, okay.
Wake up mid-cycle. And you know the way you be in a humour then. Do you know?
Well, he don't be in a humour.
I'm just saying he does be in a humour. I'm not saying these. None of these things are true. It's just great watching him go, what are you accusing me of? Again.
So, okay, so then is there one for us? Is there one for 4:30?
Well, there's not one for 4:30. Only a lunatic gets out of bed at 4:30. You're the only person that gets out at 4:30 and rides a unicorn to work. You're literally the exception to this rule. Like, there's one for 6:30. I've got 7 o'clock. I've got 7:30. I've got 8 o'clock. I've got all the normal times. And then he goes 4:30 in the morning. It's just no wonder his skin has gone to pot. Getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
Can't believe I'm being vilified.
You know what I mean?
The skin is the same as it always is.
It is a gym.
Okay, it's a little saggier.
It's not saggy at all. Mate, you know something? I'm being unfair. Maybe it's the cold weather coming in. He's very flushed, ladies and gentlemen. He's flushed. And I'd say it's the mid-cycle flush is what I'd kind of call
that's
it.
That's what they, that could be it. Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Sure.
So what's the...
He's getting into bed. He's getting about a half a cycle. And then he's coming in here. And then he gives out about cyclists all the time. It's no wonder he's flushed. Sure, he's not getting a proper sleep at all. I'm getting about 12 of these cycles in a night.
So, yeah, what time are you going to bed at?
Well, I go to bed at 8.
Well, then work backwards then. What time should you be getting up at for you to have completed your cycles?
I did the multiplication. How you do the division, I don't know. Well, so I get up, let's say...
Well, what did you say? 6 would be...
So 7:46 for me would be the first time I should go to bed. It's a bit early even for me.
Right.
Then 9:16, which is a bit late for me. So I'm getting it wrong as well.
Wow.
I'm getting it wrong as well now. So I should be going... I can push on.
What time do you
tonight
normally...
Tonight I'll push on. I go to bed at 8.
8?
Yeah. To get up at 5.
5.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That sounds like a blooming good sleep to me.
Yeah, it is.
Cycles
are
no cycle. And would you fall asleep at that time?
Genuinely, I'd be asleep by 9, I'd say. I'd be asleep at 9, yeah.
Right.
So now.
So you give yourself an hour of wind down, do you?
I do, yeah.
I
might, put on some Mexican television or something I can't understand, confuses me into my sleep.
Show something, that's very true. People don't understand. People wonder why you listen to sort of weird, but it's because that's it. You don't concentrate on
it.
It's just to stop your mind doing
wandering,
stuff.
Wandering,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And having you work out the offside rule
mad
stuff that comes into your head.
A Peruvian documentary about the scientific, what goats like to eat or something. Perfect. Stick that on the background, be off in no time. I'm coming in and look, and then I'll be looking at my skin going, jeez, look at you, you're dynamite. So yeah.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The classic hit bit is worth a whopping €4,100 this morning on, what is it, Double Money Tuesday, that we're doing something slightly different
4K
today.
£4,000 Tuesday.
Unbelievable.
There's no way Andy Bad News, he likes a rhyme.
He loves a rhyme, so he does,
Yeah.
Loves it. Why were you late? I couldn't come in because I was sitting in the bin. That's okay. Good enough excuse for me.
Absolutely. If it rhymes, it's okay.
So 4K Tuesday it is today. We got a whopping amount of money. Here's what it sounds like before we get stuck in. and Leon Anderson, who was sitting outside a hospital waiting for his baby to be born, is going to play.
Leon, have you not got better things to be worrying about than the hit bit?
No, I was either waiting for the call from the station or the call from the maternity, so either way.
This is unreal.
This is amazing. Leon saying to his missus, hang on there, will you? Hang on, I'm going to have a guess. Stop, don't push yes. Don't push yes.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, this is amazing. If your baby is born today, or if your baby's on the way, if you win the hit bit today, you have to call, 4K has to be the second name.
Or at least their nickname. Do you know, by the way, Leon, do you know if you're having a boy or a girl? Have you gone down that road or what?
Yeah, we know what we're having, but we're just going to keep it between ourselves.
That's allowed.
I told the station, but it's between us.
That's allowed.
Okay, yeah,
that's allowed.
That,
no problem at all. And listen, how long have you been sitting there? How long have you been waiting, or what's going on? Where are you at?
We had to go in at 7 o'clock this morning, so I've literally been sitting in the car, texting the station, sending photos of me outside of the hospital. I've been trying to get onto this for months.
Oh my God.
That's fantastic.
Timing is everything, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh my God. I tell you, Leon, I have never wanted somebody to win more
so
in my
much.
Whole life. I really haven't. I tell you, I have my fingers and everything crossed that you get
this
right.
I checked the website and everything this morning, and this song is definitely not there. And I've had it in my head for ages and ages, and I was like, just give me one chance. Please.
Well, this is it. This is your chance.
Imagine if Leon wins today and everybody's going to be going, great news. And you'll be there, I know, I won the hit.
Yeah, all the congratulations.
I had that song in my head
for ages.
What am I going to spend it on? So, Leon, let's do it. Let's try and get you 4K 100. What do you think?
I think it's Prince, When Doves Cry.
Ooh, what a song. What a song.
What a
right.
song.
Time to head west. The one and only Magical Michael is standing by. Michael, oh my God, has there ever been a bigger build-up to a hit bit guess?
I know. I feel like this is going to be a monstrous anticlimax. But anyway, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to tell you, Leon, that you are wrong, I'm afraid.
All those months. Oh my God.
Yeah, Leon, I tell you, at least you've something. You've got something really big to look forward to.
Yeah, thankfully, you've got something to take your mind off it.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Let us know, will you? Let us know when Junior arrives.
I will. I'll send in an old text.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Take care, Leon. Best of luck.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, man. Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, that was extraordinary.
That's unreal. I suppose Mike sort of set them up for a bit of disappointment there. Unreal. So Sue is going to play next. Hiya, Sue.
Hiya, how's it going?
Not too bad at all, Sue. How are you, more important?
I'm good. Can't compete with having a baby, but I have to.
It is a bit of a tough act to follow, Sue, that, isn't it? Bit of a tough story to follow, to be fair.
Yeah, they're here.
Anyway, listen, so was there anything at all of note in your long weekend?
Well, a friend of ours was 50 across the road, so you can't really do that. So we just kind of waved over to him.
You can just shout happy birthday across the road. That's brilliant.
Throw a sack of cans over the wall. Enjoy your birthday!
That's all you can do.
Right, Sue, let's give you some money so you can throw things over all the walls in all the neighbourhoods. Whatever you think this is, what is it?
I think it's 10cc, I'm Not In Love.
Right, okay, nice. Michael, a real classic for you.
Okay, Sue, I'm not in love with that guess, unfortunately. It is wrong, I'm sorry.
All right, thanks a million. At least you got through.
Exactly. That's a win in itself, getting through. Sue, have a good day.
Brilliant, thank you.
Cheers, take care.
See you, Sue.
Now, listen, Michael, before we let you go, right, people are curious about the old extended. You know, when the bell ends, we'll extend.
Yes, absolutely. And that still stands, lads. When you hear the bell end, we will extend. So when you hear that little ding-a-ling-ding-ding that you have there, Jim,
right,
in your possession.
Do you want to hear it now? So this is a sample.
Please do.
So we just everybody, this is only a sample. So that's going to play at some stage during the week, is it?
Some stage during the week, and when you hear that, I have it all prepared. I have an extended hit bit clip, and it's going to make it a little bit easier for you.
Excellent. Okay, very good.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Michael. Right, so another chance to play a course with Niall Boylan, 1:30 today. Niall, give you a shot. Yeah, Jump from the Pointer Sisters here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 11 and a half minutes past 8 on this Tuesday, 27th of October. Good to have you with us. and actually jump. That's quite appropriate. If you're a man over 45 at the moment, that's what you should be doing right now. You should be listening to us and you should be jumping. Am I right, PJ?
Definitely. Get your body moving. That's what we're being told to do. There's a new campaign out there aimed specifically at lads.
Right.
Saying, look after yourselves, boys. And one of the main ways you can do that is to get a bit of exercise in. 30 minutes of sort of recommended exercise a day if you can do it. Anything you can, it keeps you longer, keeps you fresher, gives you skin like Jim McCabe.
What's the over 45 thing then?
Apparently
not just men in general, no?
No, apparently we drop off when it comes to exercise levels after 45 to a considerable degree.
Yeah.
We start coming up with excuses
why
we don't want to move. Yeah. You see, like, I think a lot of men do. And then you ask them, well, why are you not moving more as much as you used to do? Why are you not involved in sport anymore? And all the old excuses start to come out. Ah, she wouldn't have time. And you know, I'm too old. You're 45. I'm going to play for Dublin.
Yeah.
You're only 45. You know, I mean, you're literally...
Life begins.
You are only 45. And then it's like, you'll have a bad back. You don't have a bad back. You have a weak back. If you went to the gym, it'd be stronger and all of that sort of a crack.
So are they saying that 45 is the cliff edge? Is it after 45
yeah.
It kind of really just...
We really drop off. Men, we all drop off with our activity levels to a huge degree.
Yeah.
And we need to get
again,
better.
I'm offering no arguments against this.
I think a lot of men, let's be fair, a lot of men, I suppose you get families, you get careers. And let's be honest.
And you also, you discover the immense pleasure of a reclining chair.
Yeah. And a pizza.
I mean, I've only had the joy of a reclining chair now for a period of months, and I have to say, I don't know how I lived without it.
See, I'm afraid to get one. I'll be honest with you.
Oh,
I'm afraid to get one.
Be careful, PJ. You know,
yeah.
I mean, like, I'd hate to see you, you know, go my way.
I think to me now that would be like discovering heroin or something. Like, I would just like, I wouldn't want to do anything else.
It is one of those things where you think, how did I live without this?
I understand.
What was I doing putting my feet up on pouffets?
And as much as I do love exercise, I would love a pouffet.
Reclining chairs, it's a joyous thing. But anyway, see, that's the problem. That's the slippery slope.
That's the slippery
so
slope.
So the idea is, if you're at the 45 plus,
yeah,
you need to up your game on the exercise.
Up your game.
Do you?
Get walking, get out and about, get your feet in order, you know, whatever it is, maybe do a little bit of the gym. Don't be too hard on yourself either, by the way. That's the main thing. Just a little bit more movement than you're doing now to start off with, get a bit of momentum built.
Right.
I don't know what get a bit of it means, but get a bit of momentum built. And once you get moving, it'll start impacting your life, your mental life as much as your physical life.
Great.
After a while, it's a great little thing to get into. But then I would say you better do it before you're 54, because I'm after reading another story here, to be honest.
What, is this going to be give with one hand, take with the other?
No, this is give it one hand and kick right up the back of the trousers with the other. Because there's a story in the Mail today, and it says your get up and go and your willingness to basically do anything at all falls off a cliff after 54.
Ah, here.
Yeah, a Norwegian expert. Look at this fella. He's not trying to... This fella's literally preaching my mantra. Give up on your dreams. So he's saying he polled 917 people aged 14 to 77 and about their passion and their grit, right?
Yeah.
Two very different things. So their passion is what you'd love to do, I suppose, you know?
Yeah.
Your grit is your determination about whether you're going to get it done or not, yeah? And he found that these factors, they correlate very, very... If you want to have success, and anything, you have to have both, right? And the earlier in your life you do something, the more likely they are to correlate and get you a success, basically. Whereas after the age of 53, the correlation sort of begins to fade away until you get to a point where you can't be arsed doing anything except for lounging around in your pouffant. It's basically what this comes
to.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
So in a few years' time, my get up and go will have well and truly gone.
Will have gone up and went, yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying. Yeah,
that's a nightmare.
And it slides off the scale after 54. It's only the beginning.
I'm just shocked because I've literally very little motivation or grit now.
To do anything.
So the idea that it would be even less in a few years' time comes as quite a shock.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm the best part of 10 years below this threshold.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be arsed doing most things. So I do like my bit of exercise, but I don't really like anything else after that. And then, you know, says the people's, what happens is your intentions stay the same, right? So you get to say, you get to 54 and it begins, right?
Right.
So your intentions stay the same. You start saying, I always wanted to play a guitar, say, or a flute or whatever.
Yeah.
I always wanted to travel to Mexico, or like I was saying there, whatever.
Yeah.
And you say, I'm going to do those things. And then someone now, you know, whereas someone goes, well, what are you doing about it? And goes, well, I'm going to have, I'm learning the language now, or I'm going to go down to the music shop and chat to your man about the best way to start. Whereas, you know, he gets to the 54 age and he says, so what are you doing about it? He says, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Stop annoying me about it.
You don't want to rush into these things. Yeah, you don't want to go off half-cocked.
I don't know. I'll have to let it settle over me, right? I'm saying these. I've no intention of actually doing them. Leave me alone with my dreams. Stop annoying me about actually achieving them. And then by the time you get into your 60s, you couldn't really be arsed. It's just an idea. They just become ideas.
Great.
Things you might do.
That's an extraordinary grouping of stories. It's like... Yeah. 45, get stuck in, come on lads, get out there, do a bit of exercise. 54, right, that's enough.
Yeah,
that.
That's enough. That's Forget enough exercise. That's I've been doing it for 9 years now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anymore. I've had enough.
Surely that's enough for one lifetime.
So you basically, depending on what type of person you are, one of those stories suits you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the negative because I'm jealous of your poo-fom.
Edwin Collins, A Girl Like You, here at Classic Hits 821. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Sharon's listening to us at the moment, and on the subject of exercise, she WhatsApped in, PJ, to say, morning, guys, I'm actually doing a 10-kilometre walk along the coast road of Caleta Fuerteventura.
Wow.
Whilst listening to you.
I wasn't expecting the Fuerteventura at the end of that there, to be honest.
Yeah. Say a big hello to everyone in the Bonds Hospital in Galway, please.
Absolutely. Oh, Sharon. They looked after me very well in that hospital a few times.
There you go now. So Sharon's off gallivanting along the Caleta Fuerteventura.
Caleta Fuerteventura. Wouldn't you love to be on the Caleta Fuerteventura?
The old 10K. And also, this is... Hang on a second, wait. There was somebody here saying they totally disagree with that study.
Which one now? Because it was two.
Right, so I totally disagree with that study. My dad at 49 went back to do his leaving cert and then went on to study physics.
Wow.
For his retirement, he bought an unfinished house to complete.
You're joking me.
So his get up and go didn't get up and went.
No, his get up and go is
it's
in
still
the
there.
Yeah,
it's still going.
I will say your dad, your old man, is an exceptional man though. A lot of people don't do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, I got tired reading that WhatsApp there.
Sure, you didn't do me leaving cert when I was a teenager. I gotta say, I'm over this. I'm not into it.
And also, there's a cracker one here, which is, this is very much more your kind of thing, right? Let me just see if I can get a name on who this is from. This is from Tomas, right? And it's basically, you can exercise as much as you want, eat well, drink water, you'll still die.
I know, but it's the state you're in before you go, man.
I just thought that would fit more with your outlook
on
life.
But that's
give up on your dreams.
That's unbelievably fatalistic. Like I'd like to win. You know, I'd like to be in some decent state while I'm here.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't want to make a show of yourself in your box.
I don't want to look like a human pouffet.
Classic hits.
Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. The exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie and face mask. We're going to offer the face mask every day. So you get a prize just for getting on to play. How cool is that? And of course, it's a short week and there's nothing to beat. There's no score on the leaderboard at the moment. So lots of reasons to get involved. Magic Mike standing by as always on WhatsApp 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a go. Right now, as you know, cinemas are struggling a little bit at the moment, right?
Because
lots of movies are being put back.
Yeah,
aren't they? Like, we talked about Batman and Bond and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they're trying to come up with new ideas, and they're actually now there's this new idea with some cinemas that they want to privately lease them for sports events and all of that.
Yeah.
There's lots going on, yeah.
Which is kind of weird because you'd end up in a situation where people were allowed into a cinema to watch a football game, but they wouldn't be allowed in the ground.
It's a it's such a mad world we're living
Leaving
in.
That aside, one of the movies that we think is going to happen, there is a release date for this one, isn't there?
There is a release date, and I'm pretty sure it's this week, actually. If it hasn't been released already, now that I think of it.
Right.
But I'm more into the crack of the whole thing because, you know, Kazakhstan and Borat, and there was an awful lot of controversy. Because Kazakhstan,
with the first Borat movie,
Kazakhstan were very upset about it. They banned the movie Borat from the country, and they threatened to sue Sacha Baron Cohen over it. Looked into it, and you know, they depicted the country as It was outrageous, really, in the mockumentary, you know, the way they made it look. And then they filmed parts of Kazakhstan, not even in Kazakhstan. They went to, like, you know, very rural areas of Romania, I think, and filmed it there. And the Kazakhstani people were like, this is outrageous. They're making us look terrible. And this whole thing of him hammering on like he doesn't know what's going on. We're a modern country and, you know, he looks at the terrible things and he's like, very nice, you know. They got very upset over it.
Yeah.
Well, talk about art imitating life. They've done a complete and utter U-turn on it. So following the release of the new movie, Borat, the new Borat film, which is called Borat Subsequent Movie Film, the sequel to Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit of Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. That's
beautiful.
The name of the movie. Well, the Kazakh Tourist Board have says, if you can't beat them, join them. And they've now released a series of ads promoting travel into Kazakhstan, and the new catchphrase for Kazakhstan that they're pushing for tourism is very nice. They've adopted it, they've gotten behind it.
So they thought, what the hell, if this guy is going to spend millions on a movie,
let's just take the slogan and use it.
So now Kazakhstan's tourist slogan is very nice.
Very nice is their official slogan for the country.
I think we actually have a little clip from one of the ads.
Very nice.
And they've done it.
That's actually very nice.
Very nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All these people saying very nice.
They've done about 10 of these ads and it's like people come up taking a photograph or something, looking at it and like, very nice. Yeah, so they've really gotten behind it. I have to say, that is the best way to do it. Like, in fairness,
actually, that's it. Turn it to your advantage.
If you can't,
I mean, like, literally, you know, you're piggybacking off a massive movie star, a movie that's going to have a huge marketing budget.
Yeah.
It's going to be out there all over the place. Why not piggyback off that?
And it's a new release, and they're showing, and then you'll notice now, they are showing the country in the ads,
like proper,
it's very modern, big markets, lovely looking people, and all of that sort of crack. You know, coffee shops, very all the modern side of things. Not a fella walking around with a poo in a bag like there is in the movies. Disgraceful, really.
Yeah, and saying horrible things about his sister and everything.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, no, all of that's gone. But they've really just gotten behind the slogan. They've robbed the slogan. They've taken it and run with it.
So, in other words, rather than fighting against the tide, as you say, you just go with the flow.
I think
literally.
We should all do it now. We should all take our own little racial stereotype. We should definitely have an ad for Americans. We've never been able to stop them saying, top of the morning to you. And to be sure.
The new Bord Fáilte slogan should be, Ireland, to be sure, to be sure.
Exactly. Top of the morning.
Should you go to Ireland? To be sure.
A fella just dressed as a full leprechaun. Top of the morning to you.
So indulge.
Indulge, go all the way.
Every nation could do it.
Definitely, yeah. Then the Scottish ad would just be a fella wearing a skirt with nothing on underneath us and all.
Shouting abuse.
Every nation, get behind it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Whatever your particular racial stereotype is.
Talking a lot
about play it up to your own advantage.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if it's going to get you a few quid, if it's going to encourage travel again when all this nonsense is over, say what you need to say, I think. Get behind it.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm trying to think of any other ones now.
Italy, you have a...
France would be, allo, allo.
Hello.
No, it wouldn't be.
It'd be,
ooh la la.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get
France, ooh la la.
Yeah. Italy, just welcome to give it to me.
It's not even a chance.
No, it's just a silly old ad. I think they're made in Britain.
That'd be amazing.
I think they're actually made in Britain.
That'd be fantastic. If anybody else has any ones they'd like to offer up to us this morning, 087-188-0008. Why not? Look, as you say, if you can't beat them, join them.
Definitely.
If you're going to make a few quid out of it.
Oh, yeah. What's that one? Oh, the girl. Oh, no, you can't sing that song. Oh, the girls in France. No, that one. No, I can't sing that.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Right, so this week, jackandjay.com are back on board with us. They do all sorts of, well, all sorts of everything, to be perfectly honest with you. All sorts of printing, embroidery, signage, you name it, anything in that sort of general area, they are the people to talk to. Jackandjade.com, if you want to check it out for yourself. And of course, they are the purveyors of the highly exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie and indeed the Classic Hits face covering as well. And we've decided that we're going to give away one of the face masks every day anyway, just for playing.
I think that's a great idea.
And then up the ante if you get the top score.
Great stuff, yeah. So you get the matching full set with the snuggly hoodie. Mm.
And it is a great hoodie, I have to say. Now, I was very impressed when we did our little try-on and all that.
Very impressed with mine.
Yeah.
Very impressed.
I actually think that photograph should go back up again, Michael.
All of us.
Of us modelling.
Yeah, well, it's as close as we've ever gone to wearing tuxedos together. I'm into that. I definitely think so.
Anyway, listen, the beauty of it is, of course, that there's nothing to beat on the first day of the week, that being Tuesday this week. So who's going to play, PJ?
He's in Galway. Adrian O'Connor is going to take it on today. He's going to get us out of the traps. Hi, Adrian.
How are things?
Not too bad at all. How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
Yeah, good stuff. Did you have a very laid back sort of long weekend?
It wasn't too bad. I was working last night, so just off an 11-hour shift.
Oh wow. Really? Okay. So are the old grey cells still working?
Hopefully,
well, right.
Maybe they're just a bit greyer.
Exactly. The good news is, Adrian, you've won the Classic Hits face mask anyway. That's yours, as just for getting on to play. And, of course, there is no score to beat, so you will be top of the leaderboard no matter what at the end of all of this. Okay? So that's some good news.
Great.
Right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
What is another name for a mouth organ?
Harmonica.
What fabric is obtained from the flax plant?
Linen.
What is dropped into the water to stop a boat from floating away?
Anchor.
Brisbane is the capital of what Australian state?
Queensland.
In the nursery rhyme Rub-a-Dub-Dub, how many men were in the tub?
Three men.
Who sings the 1998 song Candle in the Wind?
Elton John.
What actor played Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses?
Oh, Pat, can't think of his name.
David Jason. Turner's Cross is a stadium in what county?
Thurles.
It's Cork. Which national rugby team is known as the Springboks?
South Africa.
To where in France do the sick make pilgrimages?
Lourdes.
What TV chef is known as the Naked Chef?
Jamie Oliver.
What was the name of Anthony Hopkins' character in Silence of the Lambs?
Hannibal Lecter.
In which profession is American star David Copperfield famous?
Magic.
What performer won an Oscar for the song I Just Called to Say I Love You?
Lionel Richie.
It was Stevie Wonder.
Oh my God.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah. And that's a tough, I get them confused, that song, all the time. I get confused.
I'll tell you something, it was some great scoring going on for you, Adrian. Off the back of an 11-hour shift, the old brain was still in full flow,
not
I have to say.
Bothering you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 I have it as, which is a cracking score.
Very good score, yeah. Very good score at the start of the week too, Adrian.
Yeah.
Great.
Not he's a hard man to please, Adrian.
He's
he really
doing
is hard.
Man to and all in the yeah,
yeah, yeah,
there.
Yeah. Look, let's not get carried away, lads. Yeah. Here, okay?
You're interrupting my incense, lads. I'm flying here.
Adrian, listen. Congratulations. The face mask is yours, and with 11, you're top of the leaderboard. In with a great chance of picking up the hoodie as well. Have a cracking day.
You too. All the best.
Cheers.
See you, Adrian. Bye
bye now.
Bye.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. Be safe and be smart with revision courses at Julie's, online or on site. See kes.ie. Classic Hits.
Well used to winning, obviously, Adrian.
Not
hard
a
man to please.
I tell you something. Not a bother on him. Is there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, he was scoring really well. I tell you, that could have been.
Flying.
There was only what, 1, 2, 3 that he missed out on. That could have been a belter of a score.
I know.
But it's just it's positioned nicely now. It would entice you to have a go. 11 is beatable.
Is beatable. So far, he only has a face mask, and God knows if he says that little without one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when that goes on,
when that
who
goes
knows
on.
What could happen.